This is Casey Currents. I'm Alex Smith.
And I'm Susan Wilson.
After 7 years of calling the Kansas Prairie home, the music of the Kansas City Symphony echoed from a different venue this summer. Fort Riley hosted the symphony in the Flint Hills last Sunday, and KCUR intern Sangeeta Shastri headed out to northeastern Kansas to take a look.
Last Sunday, Fort Riley hosted the Symphony in the Flint Hills, an annual performance that brings one of the city's premier arts organizations to the middle of Kansas. Nestled next to Junction City in the northeastern part of the state, the fort's grounds were flooded by hundreds of picnic blankets and lawn chairs. Visitors also got a taste of Fort Riley's 160-year history, including a cavalry demonstration. Fort Riley is an army base that Major General George Custer, the famous Civil War figure, once called home. Military families roam the parade grounds with visitors from out of town, taking in the tradition.
What kind of horses are they?
All the ones here are quarter horses.
And then That's Sasha Dees. She's a private first class from Texas. Alongside her quarter horse, Chico, Dees rode in formation with the commanding general's mounted color guard to a cheering crowd.
We're out here just doing a demo, showing how the horsemen back in the days trained and basically bonded with their horses, showing how they used to do it with the sabers and with the pistol.
But it takes the horsemanship to do it. You got the best on the field right now.
All right, here's what we're going to do next.
For some, the Symphony in the Flint Hills is a family affair. Mary Schwab looked on as her 10-year-old granddaughter, Abby Rozier, tried her hand at the clarinet with P.J. Stevenson of Flint Hills Music.
You know what? Uncle Andy plays clarinet. You should hear
He gave me it, but it doesn't work.
What?
So you gotta get that sucker fixed quick.
Flint Hills Music has set up what they're calling an instrument petting zoo.
Shannon, listen to this.
Mary's daughter, Shannon Rozier, was stationed at Fort Riley with her husband from 2003 to 2007. Now, they call Junction City home.
I'm so glad that they chose Fort Riley for this year because it's a different venue. It's never been in any kind of an urban, you know, populated venue. But Fort Riley has such an important history to the Flint Hills. I'm the assistant director of a small performing arts center in Junction City, and we've thought of trying to replicate this idea of an instrument petting zoo for one of the shows that we're doing this year.
Red-shirted volunteers roam the fields, offering up directions and pointing to much-needed water tanks as the sun begins to peek out from behind an overcast sky. Letty Carlson is one of those volunteers.
First time here, and my brother's been doing it for 8 years. It's wonderful, wonderful. Last year we were out on the Flint Hills. This year, you know, we're here in the fort. It's history. That's good. You know, get people to see it. And gosh, you know, 1880s till now, it's wonderful. I mean, I'd like to go to Kansas City and get them all to come to Kansas City too, but, you know, some of them can't make it to Kansas City for all the symphonies, and they can make it here.
Down a trail that leads to a wide, leafy boulevard of officers' homes, people relax on wraparound porches. A giant yellow welcome home ribbon adorns the front of Lieutenant Colonel Charles Stamm's house. Men and women in Civil War-era costumes shepherd lines of visitors along the sidewalks.
With the 1st Infantry Division, in one way or another, they either serve...
That's Brenda Warner. She's one of the costumed volunteers standing in front of the more than 100-year-old home of Major General Funk, the commanding general of Fort Riley. Warner is the president of the Historical and Archaeological Society of Fort Riley, and she spent 21 years serving as a helicopter pilot.
I'm a retiree, so I've been all over the world, and I think some of the people in this area are some of the nicest in any place I've ever been. The beauty of the art and the music, and then to be able to incorporate the history of Fort Riley in this area here, I think is just, it's like taking two great things and combining them, you know, it's like cake and ice cream or cookies and milk.
Soon, the orchestra begins to tune up inside the curved white band shell. A few raindrops fall from the sky as Aram Demergen, assistant conductor of the Kansas City Symphony, leads the musicians through a sound check.
The performance is the culmination of everything else that has to, that has happened. The educational events, the reenactments, the activities. There are unique challenges that come with taking an orchestra and moving it 2 hours out of town, but the reward and the payoff, I mean, you just have to look at the 7,000 people that are sitting out there, and these are 7,000 people who are here for music. There's no amount of extra work that isn't worth that.
The clouds clear, and the concert begins.
We're very lucky in Kansas City and in our country to be able to have incredible events with these huge gatherings of people, and we owe it all to the work and sacrifice of our troops overseas protecting us, many of whom have trained here at Fort Riley, and a unit of whom I just learned before coming on stage returned home yesterday. So can we please give our troops a round of applause? Thank you.
I think the service that an orchestra performs for a community is changing. We are really called upon as artists to bring the art, to bring our music out into the community.
Not everyone can make the 2-hour trek to Helsburg Hall, Demergen says.
But everybody deserves to have music in their life and deserves to hear a great symphony orchestra. It can be a life-changing experience.
Thank you.